Excellent. Well, hello everyone and happy new year 2021. It's so exciting. I think we all have big hopes of this year. And so what I'm going to do today is talk about what the numbers suggest about the year and what we can expect globally, possibly, and also what you can expect for yourself individually. But just before I start talking about that, for those of you who might stumble across this recording, I'm Annie Sorrell and I'm an emotional well-being counselor and numerologist and meditation teacher. And in this call, I'm talking about this year being a 5 year, but just a little bit of background as to why. Some of the ways that I find numerology really helpful, and I'm hoping you will too, is well, one is that we humans don't like uncertainty like very much. We much prefer our guarantees. So anything that gives us a little bit of guidance as to what might be coming our way can be comforting and reassuring. When we're in specific situations in our lives, maybe for example, there's some issues with a relative, it can give us an idea as to the context, the broader context for what's happening. Is the focus about you coming into your power more? Is it about you learning more how to harmonize and have cooperative relationships with others? Is it more about you maintaining your own identity within relationships? So that's just a really simple example of how it can just help us to step back a little bit from what we're going through, see that bigger picture, and that little bit of detachment can be really helpful, that bit of space. And also another way that numerology can really help is it stops us making ourselves wrong. If we say, for example, oh yes, well, this is a 4 year for me and money is meant to be a focus for me in a 4 year, and taking steps towards having more financial security and stability is a focus for me this year, then we're less likely to feel like a victim. Less likely to think, what am I doing wrong that this is happening? Less likely to argue and, you know, I don't want this to be happening. Because when we argue, we're just entrenching what's already real, and trying to somehow change it, instead of thinking, well, this is how it is, so what can I do about it? Another way in which it's helpful, therefore, is for us to go with the flow instead of arguing what is, embracing reality. And when we embrace reality, then we can start to make choices as to how to respond. So we can go round and round in a circle saying, I don't want this, this shouldn't be happening, how can I change it? Or we can say, this is happening. And my numbers are backing up the fact that this is the sort of experience that I can anticipate having this year. And we can then really start to engage in how can I come into alignment with this and respond appropriately. Numerology, what the numbers say, so often validates what our experiences are. And it's amazing how the shift from the end of 1 year to the beginning of next year, we can start to feel that shift straight away, and we can start to notice things. I certainly did for me on the 1st of January. I woke up and all of a sudden I was just, my focus was in such different directions to where it had been. It was quite bizarre. And it can also give us support in decision making. Maybe, you know, if you're planning a trip, does this look like a good sort of year for traveling, or does this seem more like a year where I need to hunker down and focus on my work, or is this more a year where I need to be home and family oriented? And so I don't ever suggest that you make your decisions trying to fit in with numerology. You certainly listen to your intuition, notice signs that are lining up that seem to be supportive of it or seem to be blocking it. And numerology and astrology, and you know, there are lots of other things, can really help us in that decision making process. So they're just some of the reasons. I've been playing with numerology now for nearly 30 years, and time and again I just see people light up as they get a little bit more understanding. We in the West have this epidemic of self-criticism and self-judgment, and it just undermines us so much, and we're inclined to get distracted by the external world and think that it's things happening in the external world that are undermining us. But so often we're actually doing it ourselves with our self-doubts, our feelings of inadequacies. You know, we live in a culture that really encourages us in this, encourages competition and rampant ambition and success models that are not helpful. So really coming back into ourselves and valuing ourselves, valuing our uniqueness and valuing what we have to offer can really, really help to change our lives just at that starting point. You know, we are the starting point in our lives. So anything that helps us to stop beating ourselves up so much can only be beneficial. So globally, this year is a 5 year, and five, if you think of numerology, there are nine numbers, and five is the turning point number. So it's, you know, if you think of it like climbing a peak, and five is the pinnacle where everything can change, and then we go down the other side off on a whole new trajectory. So the energy of five is about seeking freedom, and it's really interesting. Last year, the 4 year in numerology, we often say people can feel stuck and trapped in a 4 year, and certainly that's what happened for many of us at times, being locked down in our homes. And I'll come back and talk a bit more about that in a minute. So the five energy, which is about I had fun with the F's here, it's about freedom and fun and fast, and also about fear. But before I talk more about that, I'd just like to help you to calculate what your personal year number is, because the five-year energy is the backdrop to the year, and then there's your own unique energy for the year, which aligns with that. And so you calculate your own year number by adding together the day of your birth. So if you were born on the 28th, you add the 2 plus 8, and then you add the numbers in the month of your birth. So say it's 6, so 2 plus 8 is 10, plus 6 is 16, and then you add it to 5, which is 2021 added up. So you're adding together the day of your birth with the month of your birth and reducing that then to a single digit. So a way to write out the numbers to help you to do this is just to write them out individually. Don't worry whether it's day or month or year, with a plus sign between each number. So with that, the 28th of the 6th, so you would write 2 plus 8 plus 6 plus 5, and then you add it up and that comes to 21, and then 2 plus 1 equals 3. So it's simply, you forget about whether it's the day or the month or the year. All numbers are treated equally, and you just add them up consecutively and reduce them to a single digit. And that tells you what year you're in this year. So I've been trying to think of an analogy as to how you can work with the fact that there's this global energy. So it's what we're likely to see on the political front, current affairs, etc., the bigger picture for the planet. And then there's your own energy based on when you were born. And I was thinking it's a bit like if you go to a restaurant and that's the global year, the restaurant. And so the decor of the restaurant in a 5 year would be very vibrant, dynamic, and the food would be from all different cultures around the world. The menu would be presented in a really showy, original way. And everything about the restaurant would be trendy and new and modern. And so that's the backdrop that you're sitting in the restaurant. Who are you? What are you bringing to the table? What are you going to order for yourself? What is your meal going to be? Is it going to be a more traditional meal? Is it going to be, are you going to choose something more outlandish? Is it going to be vegan or vegetarian or omnivorous? And is it going to be fairly plain, simple flavours, or is it going to be rich, sensuous flavours? So you're all in this restaurant together, but each person is having their own experience of it. And so that's sort of how the 5 year works. There's this backdrop of this energy of freedom, and there's you. And so you're influenced by it from time to time in various ways. Now, for some of you, you will be in a 5 year, and that's why I wanted to get these calculations done straight away. So, because I'm going to be talking a lot about five initially. And so this may apply to you. And I think in a lot of ways that probably makes it easier if you're really in alignment with what's happening universally. And it's all how it's meant to be. And I think that's also something that's really important to keep in mind with COVID and the various challenges that we've seen. I mean, here in Australia, we had the appalling bushfires and they had them in California in their summer as well. There's just been a lot of challenges, and that's going to continue on in the year ahead. And so understanding how you navigate your way, how you can navigate your way through this can really help. I'm just going to briefly tell you the story, the way the numbers can be a story, because that can also help you to get a context, get you a perspective for what's happening for you in this year. So if you think of in the beginning, there was one, and the energy of one is therefore about new beginnings. It's about being independent, standing alone. If you think of sort of the first person in the world, they could go anywhere, do anything, create anything, very action oriented, get out there, get moving. So that's the one energy. And then one meets another one and they have to learn how to get on together. And all the emotions that go with connecting up with another person who's another one, who's got different individuality, different identity, different uniqueness. And so two is about connecting with others, connecting with the divine, connecting with yourself, but especially connecting with others. Then these two play and have fun. So three is a very playful energy and a very creative energy. And then they decide they need somewhere to live. They decide to build a home. And so four is about connecting with the earth. It's about putting down solid structures and learning how to do the work consistently to achieve your goals by progressing forwards step by step. once they've built their house, they want to go out and explore the world. So five is a very adventurous, freedom-seeking energy, and that's, of course, what we're coming into this year. After their travels abroad, they come home and they have a family. So that's the sixth year, and we'll see that sixth energy next year with the emphasis on relationships and domesticity and love. Then the seven, after they've done all this, had all these adventures and experience, seven is the number for going within. It's the number for reflection. What have I learned from all these experiences? So it's a very introspective year. And then having put together through this year of review and reflection what they've learned, then the eight year is about, okay, I can now, I'm ready to come into my power. What can I do to make a difference in the world? So eight is about money and power and success and philanthropy, about giving back, letting yourself be all that you can be, growing into being all that you can be, and then giving it back. And then the nine energy is the number of completion. It's about the highest form of service, the highest form of love. So it's about unconditional love and compassion and forgiveness. So it's a very generous, very caring, all-embracing energy. So that gives you a little bit of a picture as to how the numbers unfold and the energy that we progress through. And numerology says we have thousands of lifetimes, so we will have had many lives living with the energies of these different numbers and this time around, and living with the year-by-year energies of them as well, that nine-year cycle that we go through. And so whatever number you are, is your personal year number right now, is where you're up to in that cycle. So as I was going through that, no doubt you were thinking about, okay, where have I been and where am I now, and where's it leading to into the future? It never ceases to amaze me. I was skeptical about numerology for such a long time. I mean, years. But I couldn't help sort of doodling with it. It just kept drawing me back. And it's still, you know, I know on the mental plane it doesn't make sense that it works, but time and again, it just does. It just makes so much sense. And it's also interesting, I play a little bit with astrology as well, and I see how much both of them line up and say the same sorts of things. So and so now moving on to, I just want to talk briefly again about 2020. And that's so interesting because astrology, it had 2020 had retrogrades like never before, I think. And retrogrades are about not being able to progress, about having to be where you're at. And that's what that four-year energy is. It's about being with what's real. It's in numerology, it's seen a bit as being a trough energy where you can get a bit stuck because nothing comes easily. Everything requires work, and it requires good systems, and systems that are not good get broken down. And so that's what we saw last year, the systems that weren't working, especially systems for energies very much around money. And so it brought up issues around financial security and financial stability, as the four energy so often does. But the main thing that I saw with it is it's a very practical energy, and because there's not a lot of movement with it, we really are sort of put we're at where we're at, and where we were at was in our homes for a lot of us for a lot of the time. And so having to really be with ourselves and be with the reality of the here and now and the reality of our situation. And so for many people, it was finding what doesn't work in their lives and what does work and what has needed more space. So a lot of people, even though it's been very challenging, have said that they've loved aspects of it, and a primary aspect of it is more time at home. And, you know, four is very much about home energy, time at home with their family, not so much rushing around, working to earn more money, doing all the different shoulds that we think we need to be doing out in the world. And instead, people were getting back to growing their own vegetables, cooking more meals themselves. I think there's been an explosion in crafts like knitting and sewing, just getting back to the basics. And that's that really practical for energy. It was about very much bringing us home to ourselves and our lives and seeing what's working and what's not working. And astrologically, what happened right at the end of the year was a major conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, which hasn't occurred in the way that it occurred in Aquarius since the signing of the Magna Carta 800 years ago. And so we're moving out of that stuck energy numerologically of the four into, and when I say stuck, it's solid foundations for the future. It's getting real, so that in the future our lives can be better. And so the five energy is right. I want my freedom. I want to be free of old systems, of old ways of being. I want more financial freedom and freedom in every area of life. The other thing with the 4 year was because it was two twos, 2020, with zeros next to them, which enhances that two energy. Two is about connections. And what did we hear all last year? Good hand hygiene, staying at home, thinking about others, not transmitting the virus to others. Two is about our connections to others, our interactions with others. And two is also about emotions. And of course, it brought up huge emotions for a lot of people. And so really intensifying our emotional self, which if you have been disconnected from your emotions could be quite overwhelming, and it can bring up some pretty uncomfortable emotions. Two energy wants peace, harmonizing, cooperation. And that's what we kept hearing the governments asking us for. Cooperate with us on this. Stay at home. Don't cross the borders. Hand sanitation, masks, etc. So in this 5 year, with 2021, bringing in that one energy gives us a bit more independence, a bit more focus. And the one energy is more action oriented. So the two energy can keep us a bit mired in emotions. The one energy frees us up. The main things about this 5 year is because five is freedom seeking, we're going to see, I expect, an increase in the breakdown of old systems, old economic systems, old ways of being around human rights. That's the other thing. You know, 800 years ago was the signing of the Magna Carta when that Saturn-Jupiter conjunction took place. The Magna Carta was all about human rights and justice. And that already started last year with Black Lives Matter. We've had the Me Too movement coming through for some years. Five really is all about equality. It recognises all people, all places, all experiences. It's really all embracing. And and really expansive. So when people talk about we want to get back things back to the way they were, that's not possible, and it's not what's meant to happen. Things can never go back to the way they've been in any area of our lives. When we've had new challenges and new experiences, we grow through those, we learn from those experiences. We can be living after that a life that can look similar, but it's not going to be the same because we're bringing a degree of wisdom born of experience to that new life. Those who cling on to and want things to be the way they were are going to have that clinging disrupted continually through the 5 year, because five is about progress. Five is about acknowledging that a lot about the world has not been working, and there's a whole lot of changes that need to be made, that we need to be progressing. And the pressure is mounting about addressing the environment, for example. ScoMo not being able to attend that meeting, whatever it was, the end of last year. Joe Biden is really wanting to actively get involved in the environment again. We have to progress in that area, and this five energy is going to really help progress in human rights, in respecting equal rights, in respecting the equality of people. So things are going to be different. This is going to require changes. We're already seeing some multinational organisations taking action on doing their bit around greenhouse gases and emissions. So it's this energy of freeing up and finding new and better ways is going to be unstoppable. And five is a very dynamic energy. It's a very strong energy. You can't ignore it. So people who are lining up with it are going to be very action oriented. It's also very public spirited because it's all embracing of all cultures, creeds, races, religions, etc. It's about the greater good. It's what the signing of the Magna Carta was about. And there's a strong public focus with it. So there's going to be more and more organisations that are around working with the public. COVID's not going away. There's a new strain. It's teaching us to think about each other. And it's teaching us to think about our planet, to think about where we live. It's teaching us that life isn't just about how much money we have, how many possessions we have. It's about caring. It's about caring about people, caring about the old, caring about the disadvantaged, caring about the disabled. We just keep hearing it over and over. This is two energy. Two energy wants peace, and two energy knows it can't have peace until everyone has peace. It knows that it cannot be free of suffering until everyone is free of suffering. So we've got this beautiful two energy. We're in a millennium, 1,000 years with this two energy, which is a very feminine energy, and it's very cooperative, it's very embracing, and that's undermining this progressive dynamic energy for better ways, better systems to be created. And it's very public. Like, I've listened to current affairs far more this year than ever before, wanting to know what's going on in various parts of the world. It's quite interesting, isn't it, that on the one hand we can't travel overseas, but on the other hand the world seems to have got smaller because we keep hearing about what's happening in different countries with COVID and what's working for them and what's not working for them. We're hearing far more from our politicians, that public energy again. ScoMo going to Hawaii in the midst of those appalling bushfires. I think he's learnt now that he needs to be taking responsibility, which his life path number is about taking responsibility. So he's been on a steep learning curve there. There's going to be a lot of change, and I think there's going to continue to be a lot of uncertainty too. So it's for us to, rather than fighting with reality, to adjust to the uncertainty, to adjust to not knowing. And one of the big advantages of not knowing, well, there are two that occur to me straight away. One is we stop getting so hooked into I want, I have to have, I want to, well, for example, our family couldn't get together for Christmas because of COVID in the Greater Sydney area, where once that would have been hugely upsetting. Now it's, well, you know, that's how it is. We've got to think of other people, that five energy and that two energy, and we can get together anytime. It doesn't have to be on Christmas Day. So that attachment to I've got to have this, it's got to be like this, it's got to happen at this time, we're starting to learn to let go of what we want, to think of what is for the greater good, and to go with that flow. And another advantage to living in uncertainty is it brings us back to the now, because when we come back to the here and now, we come back to right now, I'm okay, what do I need to do right now? And stop making big plans, having big expectations, just coming home to ourselves. So it gives us the opportunity to build a better relationship with ourselves, to learn to nurture and support ourselves when we're feeling the anxiety that goes with uncertainty. And coming home to ourselves more, and that's where things like mindfulness can be really, really helpful. If we start to accept what is, rather than I don't like this uncertainty, I want to know, you know, we still keep hearing businesses saying we want planning from the governments. You can't plan when there's an invader on the planet that is taking priority over everything else, that is threatening lives. So learning, okay, how can I plan for not having a plan? How can I be with not knowing? How can I be with the here and the now? Because if I go into the future, I go into so much uncertainty that there's not really much point. But how can I be here now? How can I appreciate this moment? What have I got to be grateful for now? And what can I connect in with right now? The people that I can connect with now, even if it does have to be over the internet or over the phone, the work that I can still do right now, the play that I can do right now, and coming from a place of curiosity. And if ever there's an energy for being curious, this five energy, the year of the five, being curious about how could this be better? People with a five life path in organisations are always finding ways to improve the systems in the organisation, to improve the goals of the organisation. So the questions to be asking this year is, how can this be improved? How can this be better? How can I improve myself? How can I be a better version of me? What is wanting to change in me? What am I being invited to change in me by the experiences that I'm having right now? That is the backdrop. And for some of you, it's also the foreground if you're also in a personal 5 year. So if you can think of the chopping and changing that we're going to continue to see this year, I suggest, if not more of it, if you can learn to be with that, then it can become a glorious mystery. And how many of us love a good mystery? Being with the not knowing and being with the foundation of ourselves is the knowing that knowing right now, my body is breathing, my heart is beating, I am here in this moment, in this body. Coming back to that, because the five energy is very disruptive, it can be chaotic, it can bring up issues around freedom and also issues around being trapped. And it's five people want to explore the world. They want to explore every nook and cranny of the world. They want to know what makes people tick. So it's a really expansive energy. So lots of, if you think of this as us breaking free of old patterns and hopefully creating new patterns, new structures, new value systems, new purposes, new ideals, new intentions, rewriting, like the Magna Carta was a rewriting of people's rights. 2021 can be a rewriting of the course of humanity, rewriting of our attitude to each other and of our attitude to our home, a rewriting of our attitude to success and what success really means, a rewriting of our attitudes around money and power, a rewriting of our attitudes around responsibility to each other and around health and well-being, a rewriting, especially though, of our values, what is important to us. And maybe this year, one of the things that we will see is a more serious addressing of those countries that are so, so underprivileged, so disadvantaged, so needing development. I would love to see that inequality across the planet shift. Who knows, that might not happen till more in the sixth year. I'm just going to pause there. I've got a couple of people on this call and just see if there are any questions or comments you'd like to make before we continue on.
Love this. Thank you so much for giving us the time to listen. I'm sorry I've barged in and not even asked if the other person was about to. I think I'm in a four personal year in this 5 year.
Yep.
Which I'm not just about. There's this kind of hopefully solidifying of enormous uncertainties over the last 12 years. So it's not a bad spot for. I love the kind of layers and collaborative outcomes of listening to energy and the astrology and, you know, all your personal different threads in that we use in our lives. It does give me direction, and I am a little bit reluctant to say it, but you've given me hope on a planetary level. Mm. I'm so dug in my, you know, there's no hope at all for any of us, but you know, probably the six women I love and admire most in the world all annoyingly seem to be very hopeful. I have to listen to their position and think, well, all of them probably have a lot more to offer than me, so it's going to be unavoidable. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. And yeah, in a 4 year against a five backdrop, you know, that can give you the freedom for solid foundations for the future. So, you know, that can work really, really well, I think. And yes, about hope, I mean, COVID is such a teacher of thinking about each other. And, you know, that's a whole new paradigm. We've just come out of 1,000 years of having one in the energy, you know, 1800s, 1900s, etc. And so we now always have two in the energy for the next 1,000 years, or nearly next 1,000 years. And where one is all about self, two is all about the collective and the connection to everyone. So, you know, that, and that's got intensified as we've come into this decade where we've got double twos. And next year, as I say, we're going to have three twos. Very interesting. So trying to keep up with what's happening, don't get left behind, keep adjusting and adjusting to what's unfolding, and yeah, hoping and being curious. So let's go through now. Thank you very much for that.
That kind of recalibrating of all our awareness and our plans that we know, as you said before, that it not turn out. And that gives you a much more flexible and patient outlook on things. You resist it at first and be frustrated and angered by it, but then the real sense of people slowing down and finally realizing how exhausted they are.
Absolutely. And it's quite interesting. And
the things that they don't need.
Yes. Yep, it's been a real realigning of values, and the 4 year can be tiring. It's renowned for being a bit of a because it's about work, and this 4 years certainly, last year certainly was that and more. Before I move on to going through the individual personal year energies, I just want to quickly mention, I'm not going to do the month for everyone today because it would take forever, the number that you're in January is the number you were in November. So if you want to go back and listen to the call for November, or just think about what was happening for you in November, you're getting a second run at it in January. So you can really, and then a second run in February, and then we start a new number the following year. So if you were in, say, a 3 year, 3 months in November, you'll be in a 3 month now in January. It's interesting that globally we're in a 6 month in January, and six, among other things, is about taking responsibility and about health. And so it's really interesting that the vaccinations have started. You know, this is us responding to COVID in not so much a defensive way, but a more assertive way. It's been, you know, all the actions we've been taking have been trying to stop it. This is really okay. We're going to make changes so that it's not going to affect us, so that we don't need to keep being frightened of it. So interesting that that started in the 6 months. Okay, so now I'll go through the numbers for the year for each of you. So if you're in a 1 year, one being an odd number means it's an introverted number, so the focus is very much on the self then. And you're in a year of new beginnings, so you've just completed a 9 year cycle and you're starting a whole new cycle. Last year, ideally, there was a letting go and a dropping away of what's not working in your life. This year, it's new beginnings, and there can still be things from the past that are holding you back. There might still be some things that need to be let go of. There may be a relationship in your life, for example, that's still holding you back from being yourself. This is the year for embracing your uniqueness, getting to know who you really are on a deeper level, getting more in touch with the authentic you, clearing lack of confidence that's holding you back from being yourself. It's the year to start a new project. It's the year to be unconventional, to stop doing what you've always done because you've always done it, because that's how you were taught to be. And instead asking, does this serve me? Am I in alignment with this? Or am I actually feeling a call to something else that's original, that's pioneering, that's unique, a unique expression of me? Stopping, lining up with what I've felt has been expected of me, and lining up with what I would like of me and for me. So it can feel a bit of a lonely year, because it's very hard for us to get a stronger, clearer connection with ourselves, to know ourselves, when we're being surrounded by people and being influenced by people. So if you can embrace feelings of aloneness, to go within, to notice, how am I responding? How's it affecting me right now, being on my own? How can I take care of myself? What am I needing right now? And rather than making it about, well, I need this from someone else or that from someone else, what inner resources do I have that I can draw on to connect in with me? It's a very action-oriented year, and it's a big energy. And if you're not taking action, if the lack of confidence is holding you back, then you can also get caught in addictive behaviours. So if that's happening, again, you can ask things like, what's calling to me that I'm not listening to, that I'm not taking notice of? What would I be doing if fear wasn't holding me back? What would I be doing if I didn't care about what other people think? It's a great year to start a new business, to start a new job, to start writing a book, to start putting in a new garden, to start taking up a new hobby or a new interest. Getting more in touch with the authentic you. And against this backdrop of breaking free, you know, five is so about being unconventional, about not following any rules. That's another thing I didn't stress. Five doesn't like rules, because it wants freedom. Five will make its own rules, but it's not going to follow rules for the sake of it. It'll only follow rules that have good meaning and purpose. And so for the one people in a 1 year, really being supported in not following your own rules to yourself, and rewriting your own rules about being what it is, what it means to be you. So a great question to be asking yourself through the year would be, who am I? Okay, the two energy, two is an even number, so that's a feminine energy, and it's extroverted. So where the odd numbers are like moving forward from inside yourself, the two energies, the even numbers are about reaching sideways, connecting in with others. So if you're in a 2 year, it's about partnerships, romantic partnerships. It's a great year. The 2 year and the 6 year are great years for starting new relationships, for improving your relationships. Great year to also set up a business partnership. It's a great year to really learn how to listen more, how to understand others more, how to more actively engage with others. It's about learning how to share, how to cooperate, how to come to agreements that are mutually respectful, mutually beneficial. So it's really that going from being your own person to, how can I connect in with others for the good of everyone involved. So it's also about attending to details. So it might be something that's been started in the 1 year. It might be the idea and the initial action steps. Now I need to bring in, so if someone's starting a new business, then in the 1 year they might get the concepts for the business, start growing a website, etc. And in the 2 year, it could be, well, ideally this would be more over months, not over years. Who do I need to help me to grow this business? Now that I've got the concept, I've got my unique idea, my unique goals, what do I need to connect with to help me to grow this? So it's about sort of going sideways instead of going forwards, consolidating what's been started in the 1 year. So it can be a very emotional year. You can get in touch with emotions you didn't know you had. It can bring up shame from the past. It can bring up sadness from the past. And people can really do the what's wrong with me. It's actually, if you can see it as an opportunity for your heart to open more, to come down out of your head into your heart, where you can feel more alive. We don't get to feel alive when we're in our heads. We get to think when we're in our heads. We do a lot of thinking in our culture. But when we come down into our hearts and feel, the only way to connect in a meaningful way with others is to connect at an emotional level, at a heart-centered level. And that's what this decade is about, that double two, and this millennium is about. That one, that two. So in a 2 year, learning how to navigate your emotions, making your emotions the uncomfortable emotion ones, making them your friends, learning how to be with them. Perfect year for that. The challenge in connecting with others in meaningful ways is not sliding into being a people pleaser. So the 2 year can bring up issues around codependence, around I can't live without you stuff, around I will sacrifice myself to please you. So ideally in a 2 year we learn how to be ourselves while also collaborating with others, bringing our uniqueness and learning how to harmonize that with the uniqueness of others. And often it's one-on-one. Two is very much about partnership. Four, six and eight are more about bigger groupings of people and about teams and about families. But the two energy is about one-on-one. And of course there's nothing can bring up a richer diversity of emotions than a strong connection that we feel with one other person. Whether it's a connection based in fear or love or hate or anger, but that one-on-one with another person, I don't think anything can get more intense in a lot of ways. So it's the opportunity for you, if you're in a 2 year, to develop emotional intelligence and healthy connections. And it's not just connections with others, it's also connection with yourself on a deeper level and connection with the divine. So it's a great year for developing your spiritual side, your connection with your humanness on the one hand and your eternalness on the other, if that's a word. Against this backdrop of freedom, so finding new ways of being with other people. And I guess that's something I want to stress for everyone. With that, with what both the numbers and the astrology are saying, it's new rules from this year for the rest of our lives. It's new rules to the rules that have been governing us until now. So that's what that conjunction says. That's what 2020 says. The old ways are done. Now it's about new ways, opening up to new possibilities. So when you catch yourself thinking, oh, that never works for me, that never used to work for me, or I can't do that, I haven't been able to do that in the past, or I always seem to, I used to, etc. So if we could see that as a finish line, the end of a race, and we're starting a whole new journey. Old ways are done, old ways are done, old ways are done. Open to new, it's okay that I don't know what they are yet. It will be shown if I stay open, the new ways will be shown. If I stay open, the new ways will be shown. If I stay open, new possibilities, new opportunities, new connections, new relationships. So used to, make used to part of your vocab. And I wonder as part of your vocab. I wonder. Okay, so the three energy, if you're in a 3 year, you'll really thrive on that because three is a combination of the heart, the mind and the spirit. So three doesn't do practical. You get a leave card this year from being practical. This is your year for dreaming dreams. Broadening your horizons, broadening your viewpoints, thinking outside the box, the four energy of the box. You'll have that next year. It's about playing, having fun. It's very childlike energy. It's about bubbling. It's about joy, as well as dreaming dreams for yourself, dreaming dreams for others. So you can feel really inspired this year. And if you allow yourself to be inspired, you're also going to find yourself inspiring others by setting the example, by the way that you speak. So there's a real opportunity to break free of rules and boundaries and explore and experiment, experience and express. People with a three life path and non-stop talkers. So really important in this year that you find ways to express yourself that are unique and original. And because the five energy is quite alike in being very expansive, with both the three and the five, you need to be a little bit careful not to get too scattered, not to go in so many different directions you're not achieving anything. So just also anchoring yourself down a little bit so that you still have the play and the fun, but you don't get too scattered. So the three energy is introvert again. We're back to that masculine energy, coming home to yourself more. And ultimately you're here to express your truth from your heart. You've had the 1 year, which was about getting more in touch with yourself, the 2 year, connecting with others. Now, okay, how can I share this joy within me? How can I share this love within me? And how can I express that? And it might be through cooking beautiful meals for your friends. It might be by art, by pottery or by painting or drawing. It can be the garden, but three's usually a bit too... doesn't want to have to be too practical. So it can be expressing through words, through writing or through speaking. The challenge with the 3 year is you're going to express yourself, you're going to feel strong energies. The challenge is not to express negatively. You can slide into being critical of yourself and critical of others. If that's what's happening, just opening yourself to what else is possible. What if I looked at this as the glass half full rather than as the glass half empty? Another challenge is it can just sort of get a little bit too much into fantasy land. So the real opportunities for the three energy are to inspire others and yourself to be inspired and express. Okay, the four energy, an even number, back to connecting in with others, and it's about doing the work, about making solid foundations for the future. And the proviso with the four energy, and we saw this globally last year, is often it can seem you can be doing the work but not seeming to get the results. And it's trusting that the results will come in the 5 year. This is a year when life really supports you to be systematic, to take the steps that need to be taken to create the foundation for the future. And with this being against the backdrop of the 5 year, it really is pulling you forward into new ways of doing the work and creating something that's new. So it's getting practical, it's being genuine, and where the three energy is a very lucky energy, with the 4 year, it's by being systematic and disciplined and committed that you achieve your goals. So really important to look after your health, not work too hard, to take time out to relax and play. And the lesson, the opportunity in the 4 year is that achievement comes through being step by step, by being methodical. So that should really suit you in your four year, because I think that's something you can be very good at. And just keeping in mind that you're creating for next year, that you're laying this foundation for next year. So if you feel disheartened at times, remembering that in the 5 year, that's when the doors open. And financial security and stability are likely to be goals for this year. And so keeping in mind as well that ultimately our security and stability comes from having a good connection with ourselves in our hearts. That relationship with self. Okay, so I've talked about the 5 year. You can extrapolate that down if that's your year. The other thing about the 4 year is get your hands in the dirt, or collect rocks, or build fires, gathering timber, or planting trees. That also applies to the 6 year, but also dealing with anything that might be getting in the way of energy, because the four energy can highlight for us ways in which we find it hard to motivate ourselves. Okay, so moving on to the sixth personal year, the focus then is on relationships, interactions with it's home and family and love and responsibility. So your focus is likely to be on family members and on where your responsibilities begin and end towards the family. And also around your home. So you may decide to landscape the garden. You may move home or redecorate your home. I'd encourage you, if you're not moving home, to do some redecorating, to have a big clean out maybe. And even if it's just introducing some new colours with cushions and or curtains or painting or pictures on the walls, because your home is going to be really important to you this year, and making your home feel like your sanctuary, being your sanctuary, really will be helpful. Also focusing on the garden, and it's a great year. It's the other great year as well as the 2 year for starting new relationships or improving your relationships. So And also looking at how much do you make yourself responsible for the well-being of others. We're only responsible for others if they're not capable of taking responsibility for themselves. If we make ourselves responsible for an adult who may not be living their lives the way we think they should be, can't see things the way we see them for them, that's their responsibility. And if we try and rescue them, we can actually be interfering with them and the journey that they're needing to go through. Sometimes we need to get to a bad place before we'll stop and look at ourselves. And so if we try and stop someone else from getting to that bad place, in inverted commas, we might be interfering with them, the opportunity for them to see themselves and decide to make changes. So it's called getting out of other people's way and looking at ways to get out of your own way this year. In a 6 year, it could be a focus on health matters for you. And also, where are you not taking responsibility for your life, and how can you take better responsibility for your life? You might also find issues around justice, seeing things that are not fair within the family, within your local community, not fair in your own world, in your own life. And wanting more beauty and harmony and peace in your life, a little bit like that too, energy. Remember, six, even number, it's about connections with others. And the opportunity, so things to guard against is being too controlling and worrying too much. When we focus on family, we can worry. What our family members need from us is our love, not our worry. So it's a real opportunity to grow in that loving heart. If you're in a 7 year, this is an introspective year. Remember, we're again back to the odd numbers. This is the year for going within, from learning from your experiences, reviewing your life to this point, contemplating where you want to go to from here. And for men, we don't wake up on the 1st of January in a 7 year and start thinking, okay, I'm going to navel gaze this year. What happens is something in our life challenges us, and it will be around one of the big three: family, health, or career finances. And so we can do the why is this happening to me, or we can take a shortcut and go to what am I feeling right now, because the emotions it's bringing up and wanting to be felt, and what can I learn from this? So we can beat the drum of I don't want this shouldn't be happening, and arguing with reality. Or we can say this is happening. How is it affecting me? How am I feeling because of it? And how can I process those emotions, and what can I learn from this, and how can I grow from this? So the 7 year is an opportunity to grow in wisdom, to get more in touch with what is true for you, which means engaging with your intuition and trusting in the divine, or the universe, or spirit, whatever you choose to call it. There's that invitation there to seven is a sacred number, so it's an opportunity for your spiritual growth and to connect in with truth, with a capital T. Truth and trust have the same, the words have the same roots, and it's very, very ancient. So what is true for me, and what can I trust? How can I trust myself? How can I trust others? How can I trust in the greater good? How can I trust in the divine or the universe? So it's about going within yourself to find yourself and reach beyond yourself to a greater knowing and understanding. It's also a great year for learning, especially from experiences, but also from books and from teachers. learning more about yourself and who you are and how you want to be in the world. I get more people coming to me for counselling when they're in a 7 year than when they're in any other year number, because it really does make us stop and think about ourselves and feel about ourselves. If you're in, and so the challenges with the 7 year, it can bring up feelings of guilt. Sevens seem to be very good at feeling guilty, and a sense of not belonging. Where do I fit in? Am I living in the right place? Do I fit in with these people I've been interacting with? Where do I fit in the scheme of things? Where do I fit in my life? And it can bring up issues of being detached or denying what's been happening in your life, and inviting you to look more closely at that. And again, against the backdrop of the 5 year, breaking free of old ways of being. The eight, if you're in an 8 year, you've had contemplation last year and you're coming into your power this year. This is the most empowering year in the 9 year cycle. So if you've been putting off leaving that relationship, this is the year when you will have the courage, the strength, the resilience, the guts. It's a gutsy year to do what needs to be done, to know what needs to be done about your work environment, about your health. This is sort of, it's like you're on steroids in an 8 year. It's a great year for being in a management role. It's a great year for setting up a business or expanding your business. There's a big focus on money and big money and power and success. So becoming much more empowered in the world, letting go of what's been making you feel powerless, making you feel I can't, and coming into a place of what if I can? What if I can? It's how can I be, how can I be philanthropic? How can I have an impact? If I come into my power, how can that be to the benefit, the greater good? It's about big money. So this is a year when real estate, for example, inheritances, buying and selling, legal documents, all that sort of thing can happen in the 8 years. So if you've been thinking of buying an investment or getting a share portfolio, something like that, 8 years a great year for doing that. If you've been thinking of applying for a promotion, stepping into a managerial role really supports that. Making sure, challenges with this year, be careful that you're not being too gutsy. If you're already a very strong personality, right use of your power, and avoiding being manipulating, being really clear about your intentions and your goals. It also favours writing in the theatre. So if you've been thinking of getting involved in either of those, as with the 6 year and the 3 year, writing is supported in the 8 year. So it really is a year to think about how you can have impact in the outer world with what you've learnt over the previous 7 years. Also a great year for working with a team, getting together a strong team that you work with harmoniously, that even number, that extrovert. And then the last year, the 9 year, this is a year of endings. You're ending a 9 year cycle. It can feel a bit heavy because it really, with the 9 year cycle, it's very much about bringing to completion what you've been working on maybe for 9 years or 7 or 8 years, maybe not so long, but projects that have been elusive about completion, they can come to completion this year. Finishing up relationships that are not serving you, and that's where when you can feel heavy in a 9 year, often the heaviness, the sense of being weighed down, is because there are things you're carrying that you're meant to let go of, friendships, relationships, belief systems, unresolved emotions, blocked emotions, where you've been living, the actual building or maybe even the town. Great year for letting go of the career you're in, taking a sabbatical, taking long service leave. If you can really imagine a cosmic vacuum cleaner this year hovering over you, what do I want to let go of? What am I ready to release? What is no longer serving me? And trusting that anything that you do let go of, if you're meant to have it, it will come back to you. When we let go, we create the space for the new beginnings that you'll be having next year. A really important year, a year that really supports us in forgiving people from the past and forgiving ourselves for the past. If you can think of it as ending a 9-year cycle, you can see how significant it can be and how focusing on letting go rather than trying to start something new can be really beneficial. This is, the ideas can be starting for the, definitely coming for the something new, but not necessarily the actual steps of action as yet. Clear the decks, and the more that you clear the decks, the easier the new will flow. It's also a year when you're likely to want to be doing something for the greater. Year 9 energy is very loving, it's very compassionate, and it's very much about service. So you might want to work in a voluntary capacity for a not-for-profit organisation. You might want to be increasing the donations that you make to charities, serving in some way, serving the planet or serving the planet and nature and the environment or serving people. You're also likely to be much more aware of the suffering on the planet in a 9-year. It's a real heart-opening year where you care about people on the other side of the world as though they're your next door neighbours. It's also a great year for culture and the arts, so you might be drawn in that direction too. So it can be a really rich and fulfilling year with a lot of change taking place. And if you keep in mind that it's preparing for the new and that you're backed up by this call to freedom, then that can be really helpful. The challenges are that it can feel a bit heavy. And also, 9 energy doesn't do well with black. So avoiding black, unless you feel really drawn to it, wearing more sort of softer colours. The other thing is, because it's about letting go, this is the year to declutter every cupboard in your house, every room in your house, in your car, on your computer, in your photos, in your shed, just cleaning out. And that cleaning out of physical stuff symbolically becomes a cleaning out mentally, emotionally as well. So a very exciting year, that 9-year and the 1-year, the transition from the old path to the new path can be really fulfilling. So I hope that's given you some insights and some inspiration for the year ahead. And if you want more information, I'd recommend a reading where we look at the year number for you in relation to your life path number. Is this a year for getting more fully on your life path in relation to your karmic numbers? Is this a year when you'll be working through some old karmic patterns? So identifying that can help you to realise what's might be tripping you up. Maybe it's a year that's in alignment with your soul's passion, what your soul really wants for you this time around. So getting that bigger perspective. Or it might be a year that lines up with your gifts and talents that you've brought in with other lives. So getting the broader perspective, the context for the energies of this year, for your whole blueprint, this chart for your life that is based on the name that your soul chose for you when you were born, and the date that your soul chose for you to be born on. So getting that bigger picture can give a whole lot more depth and understanding. So thank you very much for being with me live today or down the track in your home. And warm wishes for a wonderful 2021. Take care. Bye for now.